Today, you will begin with Hatha Yoga. Hatha comes from the Sanskrit term ha, meaning sun, and tha, meaning moon. Thus, this is the yoga practice that brings awareness to uniting pairs of opposites. A meditative focus on inviting the mind and the body to be in tune. This particular type of yoga is used in the MBSR program to bring you to a mindful awareness of the body as we move through different yoga positions. Yoga movements fold from one into the other, from movement unto stillness. This is a wonderfully flowing practice. These positions are called asanas, and they're meant to be a meditation. This awareness is a very concrete moment-to-moment observing of the self in your body, noticing any thoughts, emotions, or sensations that are held in the moment as you move through the different asanas. So the instruction throughout all of these postures is to be mindful of your own personal limits, paying attention to your body, at the same time, gently stretching into each of these positions, going maybe a little further than you might think possible, and yet going at your own pace. There's really nowhere to be except right here. The idea is to respect your limits while stretching comfortably into possibility. The intention is to be with your body, feeling what is, and breathing into it all. Staying with the body as a meditation through Hatha Yoga is a discipline, and I invite you to maybe explore trying a few positions for a moment, 5 minutes, or even 10 minutes before a sitting meditation, just to begin to get you in contact with your body. It's a way to accept all that is coming up within your body without any judgment. And just going to this whole idea of not judging, coming to a poem that I'm going to read you in a book called The Song of the Bird by Anthony DiMello. And the poem is, Who Am I? A Tale from Attar of Nashapur. I'll just invite you to, before we begin, just listening to this poem for a moment. The lover knocked at the door of his beloved and said, Who knocks? It is I, said the lover. Go away. This house will not hold you and me. The rejected lover went away into the desert. And there he meditated for months on end, pondering the words of his beloved, and finally he returned and knocked at the door again. Who knocks? It is you. The door was immediately opened.